Running seems deceptively simple. Just put one foot in front of the other, right? Yet this fundamental human movement unlocks extraordinary benefits while engaging your body in a complex symphony of coordinated systems. Beyond the obvious cardiovascular improvements, consistent running creates a remarkably disease-resistant body. The evidence is compelling. Recreational running helps prevent everything from obesity and hypertension to certain cancers, while significantly reducing mortality risk from all causes. What's often overlooked is running's powerful impact on mental health. The rhythmic nature triggers neurochemical changes that provide immediate stress relief and mood enhancement, with studies showing runners experience significantly lower rates of depression and anxiety compared to non-runners. That runner's high isn't just psychological, it's a scientifically verified flood of endorphins creating genuine euphoria. When you run, your body converts chemical energy into mechanical movement through four key phases: initial contact, mid-stance, toe-off, and swing. During this cycle, your body handles forces up to 12 times your body weight while efficiently recycling energy between steps. Your muscles work eccentrically during landing to absorb impact, then concentrically during push-off for propulsion. The Achilles tendon exemplifies this energy recycling system, stretching like a spring during stance and releasing energy during toe-off. Your foot's arch similarly transitions between shock absorber and rigid lever throughout the cycle. Despite common beliefs, research shows that dynamic movement patterns matter far more for injury prevention than static foot structure, flat versus high arches. Every stride requires energy, with adenosine triphosphate, ATP, serving as your body's energy currency. When you begin running, your muscles first use stored ATP, which lasts only seconds. For continued movement, your body must generate new ATP through either aerobic or anaerobic respiration. For distances beyond 800 meters, aerobic respiration dominates, converting glucose or fat into ATP using oxygen. This efficient process depends on continuous oxygen delivery. Endurance training increases both the number and size of mitochondria, enhancing this system's effectiveness. For shorter, intense efforts like sprinting, your anaerobic system activates when oxygen demand exceeds supply, producing lactate as a byproduct. Your lactate threshold, the point where lactate accumulates faster than your body can clear it, is a key fitness marker improvable through targeted training. Running also demands coordination between your brain, nervous system, and muscles. This orchestration occurs largely subconsciously, maintaining rhythm and balance even on varied terrain. Your brain's motor cortex initiates movement by sending electrical signals through your spinal cord to specific muscle groups. With practice, these patterns become more efficient as your brain creates neural pathways requiring less conscious effort. Balance comes from integrating multiple sensory inputs while your autonomic nervous system manages background functions like heart rate and breathing. When you run, you interact with external forces that significantly impact performance and injury risk. Ground reaction force, GRF, is the most important. For every foot strike, there's an equal and opposite reaction force transmitted through your body. The magnitude and direction depend on your running style, speed, and terrain. Each foot strike creates a force spike that travels up your kinetic chain, which your body must absorb through muscles, joints, and tissues. Increasing your cadence can reduce both vertical and braking forces, potentially lowering injury risk. This is why many coaches recommend 170 to 180 steps per minute for efficient running. Environmental factors impose additional demands. Heat diverts blood to the skin for cooling, increasing cardiovascular strain. Wind creates resistance. A 10-mile-per-hour headwind can slow you by about 8 seconds per mile. Hills change the biomechanical equation. Uphill running requires more concentric muscle action with less elastic recoil, while downhill running creates greater impact forces requiring more eccentric control. At altitude, reduced oxygen availability decreases your VO2 max by approximately 2% for every 1,000 feet above 5,000 feet. Most running injuries develop from accumulated stress exceeding your body's capacity to adapt, not sudden trauma. The typical pattern begins with training error, usually sudden increases in volume or intensity, combined with individual biomechanical factors, leading to tissue overload. Without adequate recovery, this initial microdamage progresses to symptomatic injury. Monitoring training load is perhaps the most effective prevention strategy. Research shows that rapid increases in volume, more than 10-15% weekly, significantly raise injury risk, explaining why gradual mileage building and recovery weeks are fundamental to good training plans. Functional movement patterns matter more than anatomical factors like foot type, which play a smaller role than once thought. Strength training provides another powerful prevention tool by increasing your tissue's capacity to handle running loads. Runners who incorporate regular strength work experience significantly fewer injuries. Focus particularly on hip and core muscles that control pelvis and lower limb alignment. Simple exercises like single-leg squats, performed 2-3 times weekly, can make a substantial difference. While there's no single perfect running form, certain biomechanical principles can improve efficiency and reduce injury risk. Instead of completely overhauling your natural style, focus on refining key elements with the greatest impact. Stride length and cadence are fundamental. Overstriding, landing with your foot too far ahead of your center of mass, creates braking forces that waste energy and stress joints. Increasing your cadence by just 5-10% can eliminate overstriding, bringing your feet closer to your body and reducing bouncing. This simple adjustment often reduces impact forces by 20% without sacrificing speed. Upper body position affects overall efficiency. Run tall with a slight forward lean from the ankles, not waist, for optimal alignment. Your arms should swing naturally front to back with elbows bent at roughly 90 degrees to counterbalance leg movements. When fatigued, runners tend to hunch forward, restricting breathing and disrupting efficiency. Core engagement provides the stable platform needed for efficient movement. A strong core prevents energy leaks through excessive rotation or side-to-side movement. Rather than actively tensing your abdominals while running, develop core strength through targeted exercises for natural stabilization during runs. Running isn't just exercise, it's powerful preventative medicine accessible to almost everyone. The human body evolved for movement, and running taps into our fundamental design in ways that modern sedentary living prevents. Each time you head out for a run, you're activating ancient physiological systems that regulate everything from mood and cognition to immunity and metabolic health. The science is clear. Consistent running transforms your body at the cellular level. Your mitochondria multiply and become more efficient. Your heart strengthens. Your blood vessels grow more elastic, your bones denser, and your brain more resilient against aging. These benefits don't require Olympic training, just regular, sustainable running tailored to your abilities. When you feel resistance before a run, remember you're engaging in a profound act of self-care that your body inherently understands. In a world of increasingly complex health interventions, running remains beautifully simple yet remarkably powerful, a direct path to becoming the strongest, most resilient version of yourself. Lace up, step out, and let your body do what it was built to do.